Good morning. My name is Vicky. I'm one of the ministers here at Romford Baptist Church, and I'm sharing the service with Ian, one of the other ministers. And however your Christmas Day and your Boxing Day has been, we gather together as God's people once again on this Sunday morning following Christmas. But we're going to continue to focus in on the events of all those years ago. And Luke chapter 1, when the angel came to visit Mary, he said to her this, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Wow, what a promise made to Mary all those years ago. Those words that probably echoed with her all the way through her pregnancy until that moment when she gave birth and held her son in her arms. And we are reminded as we gather for worship this morning that we too are part of that kingdom, part of God's family as his children. And together we can sing our first carol, "Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn."
The Savior of the world was born. Rise to adore the mystery of love. Which host of angels chanted from above. With them the joyful tidings were begun of God incarnate and the Virgin Son. Shepherds, it was told, who heard the herald angel's voice, "Behold, I bring good tidings of a Savior's birth to you and all the nations on the earth. This day has God fulfilled his promised word. This day love in saving lost mankind. Christ who was born upon this joyful day, around us all his glory shall display. Saved by his love, unceasing we shall sing eternal praise to heaven's almighty King.
Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you for that reminder of the angel visiting Mary. We've thought over the Christmas period of the angels visiting the shepherds on the hillside. We've sung out over the Christmas services along with Hark the Herald Angels singing, "Glory to you and for all that you have done." And Lord, as we continue in this time when for many of us, we are away from family and we are on our own, and those that we love may just seem so far away, We thank you that you continue to be Emmanuel, God with us this Christmas time. We praise you. We praise you because you are the Son of the Most High. We thank you that you love us, and that was why you sent your Son. Amen. The passage from Luke carries on with Mary's song, and it says this in verses 50 onwards. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Again, in those verses, we are reminded of the mightiness of God, of all that he has done, of his presence back at the beginning of time, through to this moment at Christmas, and then as we go forward until he comes again, because he rose from the death that brought around, that was brought around out of his love for us. He has indeed filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty. He has indeed lifted up the humble and helped each and every one of us. And he continues to do that in our lives if we let him. We all need a little cheer this Christmas time. And I don't know about you, but when I watched the challenge video on the theme of joy on the 20th of December, on that morning when the children were doing their nativity and we were so blessed by all their involvement, I watched the challenge video and I couldn't help but smile. And I hope as we watch it again, it brings you as much joy today as maybe it did a few days ago. Enjoy it. Hopefully that's put a smile on your face. And we're going to continue now as we sing In the Bleak Midwinter. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that you sent your Son to earth. We thank you for Mary and her willingness to do as you asked. We thank you for Joseph and his willingness to stand by her. We thank you for all those that were willing to be willing just to say yes to you. And Lord, as we come towards the end of this year, maybe we want to just pause and think about what it is you may be saying to us, not just this Christmas time, but in the days to come as we move into this new year. For many, we may know there is suffering. Suffering because of COVID, or because of medical conditions, or because life is just difficult. Suffering because they are away from who they want to be with. Life has just been miserable for them, just with the ups and downs of life. And maybe one of the things we can do in the coming days is pick up a phone or just be open to you and your prompting as to what we can do to help make a difference in their lives too. Father, you bless us all the time, but sometimes we don't share that blessing with others. And we pray, as we think about the presence that came in the form of your child, you gave us such a wonderful gift. Help us, Lord, to be giving as well, we pray. We think about those who give, and we think about our emergency services. Lord, so many who are giving above and beyond their own strength because we and others around our world are praying for them too. Father God, this is a time of great trouble. We pray, Lord, for our emergency services, for our hospitals, for those who are frightened. We pray for our government, Lord, and those who are left trying to make a decision as to the best way forward. We thank you for our scientists and for all those who are responsible for rolling out the program of the vaccine and also for continuing research into ways that we can begin to find a way out of this terrible situation that we find ourselves in. And Lord, as we think about the gifts that we have exchanged perhaps with others, we thank you again for that gift that came from you, the gift of your child. We thank you for those words from Isaiah that remind us that he came as a wonderful counselor. And Lord, that whole sense of counselor is someone who walks alongside us, who listens to us, who encourages us, who guides us. And Lord, we thank you that that's what you do, day in, day out. Help us to be tuned into you. Help us to just allow you into our lives. Help us to listen. Help us to pick up your word and to keep focused in. Help us to continue to pray for those who need a touch from you. And we thank you too for that promise that Jesus came to be the Prince of Peace. And so many in our world need to know that peace. Peace in their own hearts, peace in their lives, peace in their situations, peace in their countries. Peace perhaps at night when they're not able to sleep. We pray too for peace for ourselves in this country as the end of the year rolls on and there is so many different emotions mixed up as the end of our union with the EU comes and there is some uncertainty as to how it will all look going forward. We pray for peace. Peace for just the patience and tolerance that may be needed in the coming days. We pray too for peace for businesses, for hospitality industry and the leisure industry. We pray for those who are self-employed who may need your peace. Peace not only because of the change in our relationship with EU and the rest of the world, but also because of COVID and the impact that the lockdown and the restrictions are having on their own businesses. We thank you that you came as the Prince of Peace. Help us, Lord, we pray, to allow you to come into our lives and to share that peace with others. We ask this in your name. Amen. We sing again, Silent Night.
Holy light, oh. Hopefully you have received your notice sheet. If you are watching this online and you don't receive the notice sheet and would like to receive information about the church, please do contact the church through this website and we will try and make sure that you start receiving information as soon as we can. This is Christmas week and there will be time for families and that, but let me just underline, on New Year's Eve at 10:30 at night, we are having our crossover service on Zoom. It's on Zoom because it's a time for testimony and sharing. And if you want to give a testimony or share a song or a poem, please can you email Jiddy, the information is on the notice sheet, to give him warning so that he can make sure there's time for everybody who wants to participate in that service. And do join us on New Year's Eve as we see out the old year and in the new year with communion and spending time in worship. We will gather. We're not having an evening service tonight, but next Sunday we'll be back to normal with our Sunday morning service at 10:30 and our evening service at 6 p.m. And coming up early in the new year is our new weekly study course, the Bible series, where we get to understand the Bible more, and here is a bit more information about it. Thank you for all who have given so generously to the church this year. And we hope that you know the blessing to God's people of that donation. And it's also part of our worship. We thank you. Let's come to God in prayer. Let us pray together. Our Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given so much to us, not least the gift of your Son at Christmas. And Lord, now we bring you our offerings, and Lord, right now we commit to give to you either through the bank, through the website, through the church app, that offering that is part of our worship and for your glory. We do this in the name of our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Our reading this morning is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, starting to read at verse 13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take this child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through his prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he was being outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinities who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learnt from the Magi. Then what he was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea, the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in the town called Nazareth, and so fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. We pray God will give us understanding of this scripture as we come to our next song, What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch our keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and
And so if you have your Bibles, you might want to open it at Matthew chapter 2 and see this part of the Christmas story from verse 13. I've deliberately skipped over the story of the Magi. We will look at that a bit more detail next Sunday evening. There has been a lot of frustration this year that so much has changed. And so much can't be happening. And there's that sense of it's just not fair. It's just not fair that things are not going right. Yet we see that frustration. The frustration that the story of Joseph and Mary and Jesus just did not go smoothly. You would have thought that following God would mean that everything was okay and in order. But no, it was frustrating. They had already left their home to go to Bethlehem, and now again they have to leave their home to flee because their child, the Son of God, is in danger. Why didn't God just protect Jesus? Slay Herod? Why was a person of God undergoing so much tribulation? You see, there's nothing in the Bible that says follow Jesus and you will never have a problem. The apostles had persecution. They were stoned. They were killed for their faith. Jesus had persecution. And so if you are facing persecution, thank yourself. Thank God that you are recognized as one of his children. And God will give us direction and guidance, but he won't just put a shield around us all the time and protect us. That's just not biblical. He did not do it to Jesus. He gives us common sense. And in this case, an angel appeared to Joseph and told him to go to Egypt. The question is, did he do that to fulfill the scripture, or does the scripture written knowing what would happen? Well, of course, it's the latter. The scripture is written because God inspired the writer to write down what the writer saw and heard from God, because God knew what was going to happen at the time. We can sit and we can regret all that we haven't been able to do this Christmas. And you might think, well, Christmas is gone now. What's left? Rubbish? Well, so much of it. When are the dustmen coming again to take it away? Oh, and turkey. We had planned for 8 and then there was only 2 of us. And we now have all this turkey left. What do we do with the foul food? And we complain. And we complain. It's just not fair. For Mary and Joseph and Jesus, normality was to be found no time soon. You're seeing in this short verses, several years of the life of Jesus was taken by fleeing as a refugee from one nation to another. Yes, as a refugee, your Saviour, the one you worship, is a refugee on flight for safety. It was a flight to Egypt for protection against those who wanted to kill Jesus. And Joseph, the father, was having to take this child, the one he had accepted from God, not his own child, but the child of God, born through his wife's womb. And Joseph's commitment to the Saviour was one that his whole life's plans were put into chaos. This was not only a frustration, it was a risk and life-limiting challenge. As we welcome Jesus into our lives, we're welcoming a refugee into our lives. We are worshipping one whose life was not straightforward, did not go smoothly. One who knew what it was to live through trauma and difficult times. And so you have welcomed the baby, but will you also journey with him in your life? Or are we seeking a faith that has no problems and no bumps in the road? You see, behind the lovely carols that we have enjoyed singing, even though we've sung them at home over the last few weeks, there was trauma. I wonder when we might get some carols that might talk about the trauma and the upheaval and whether they would even catch on. Behind the lights and the scenes and the great pictures on our Christmas cards and the tranquil scene of that stable that is so indicative of a calm and quiet and peaceful Christmas, the reality was tough. It was hard. And behind the message of goodwill and peace and calm, there was to be action. Beyond the theatre and the story is real cost. How would you respond? Having taken the part of following God and doing exactly as God said, and it not going smoothly, and you having to leave your home and to run away to find a safe place. Let me tell you, Christians are doing that today. for their faith. Christians are breaking away from families because of the power of the gospel, and they're prepared to pay a great sacrifice for it. Oh, we moan when we don't get our home comforts, but Jesus never promised us them. A few weeks ago, we enjoyed and celebrated baptisms here at Romford Baptist Church, and it was lovely to see and a great morning. I wondered how we would have felt if our baptism looked something like this.
От греха я спасен, Божий мир воцарен, сердцем верую я в
Иисуса.
Будем молиться. Брат Хазвек, веришь ли то, что Христос Иисус, Сын Божий, личный твой Спаситель?
Верю.
По вере твоей крещу во имя Отца, Сына и Духа Святого. Аминь.
Аминь.
Давай. Все, помолимся. Благословенный Господь, благословен Ты, достоин славы и чести. Благодарим, что мы могли совершить здесь. Благослови брата, укрепи, для славы имя Твоего. Аминь.
Аминь.
Аминь. Да, машина там у меня есть.
Makes you feel cold just to watch it, doesn't it? That moment. When Jesus came, he came to seek, he came to save, and he came to make disciples, disciples that will learn from him, disciples that will follow him, disciples that will go on in their faith. And Jesus did all that he expects us to do as well. He knew what it was to have upset and difficult times. And as disciples today, I sense God asking us, will we follow? Will we follow Jesus no matter what the cost? Let me assure you, in Romford, it won't be breaking ice on the River Rom to be baptised. There are a number of reasons behind that. It's not cold enough, and the River Rom is far too shallow to do baptisms in. But will we follow Christ into his world to make a difference for his glory? So this Christmas, this day, maybe the big lesson we need to learn, with the shops closed, the parties cancelled, the families not together, beyond all that advertising for perfumes and toys, for food with a tagline that Christmas is, or for a perfect Christmas you need, maybe as we receive the gift of the Messiah, we will commit to follow our Saviour even through the non-perfect times. We will trust him even when adversity comes our way. We will stop at the perfect Christmas And we will stop expecting the perfect Christmas. And we will go beyond that to the reality of living in God's world. Maybe this year, the greeting is not of Happy Christmas, but it will be the greeting, God be with you. You recall a few weeks ago we had Pete and Louise Lynch preaching from that beautiful riverside down in Devon, and they talked about their greeting in Bangladesh with fellow Christians, Emmanuel, God be with you. And in your trauma and in your difficulties, may God be with you. If you today are watching this all alone and desperate for hugs and affections, may God be with you. If you are frightened of leaving your home for fear of the virus and all those things, may God be with you. Wherever you go, whatever God calls you to do, whatever the upsets or the joys, the traumas or the victories, may you today know God with you. And as we follow a saviour who was a refugee, a saviour who had to flee for safety, a saviour who had no simple childhood, but a childhood that was full of trauma and difficulties. His life was under threat. It was far worse than your phone not working or something like that. As we follow him, may you know God with you. For his name is wonderful. Counselor, the Prince of Peace. And so, as we come to a conclusion of this service, Emmanuel, God be with you. Amen. Our final carol, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Christ is born. While
It's been great to have you here on RBC this morning, and we pray that you have enjoyed the worship. Let me remind you, no worship this evening, but do join us for the crossover service on Zoom. After I have said the grace, there is an opportunity to see the three other challenges that we put out over the Christmas and see the videos that was made. A lot of people have enjoyed them. They'll just play after the service has concluded. And now, may you know God with you. May the peace of God fill you. May the hope of God take you forward. May the love of God comfort you. And may the joy of God be your story. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.